Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to our broadcast here on today. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing to be able to come to be with you on today. I just want to say hello to all of my friends out there in Block Talk Radio land. It's been a while since I've been able to come and be live with you. The time is coming when Pastor Anthony and I will be back on the air live, so look for it. Look for it. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing during this season. Right now, I'm trying to get my switchboard up. It's amazing that I came in here to Block Talk Radio, and I'm not able to get into my switchboard right now. But God is still good, and he's still worthy to be praised. Amen. So we're up and running, and I'm going to go right into the broadcast. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day, and know that God loves you, and so do we right here at Block Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast on today. We're excited about the word, the test that bless. My God, God moved in an awesome way in our service on yesterday. And if you're in the New Jersey area, you want to get over to 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, to take part in what God is doing. God is moving in the sanctuary. Lives are being changed. Souls are being saved. Sickness is being healed. Captives are being set free. We are seeing signs and wonders. And we are just so excited about what God is doing. So we're going to go right into the word, but again, I invite you to stop over and worship with us, especially on next Friday, July the 31st, 2009, beginning at 7:30 p.m., we will be having a Friday night service, and it's going to be an anointed time in the Lord. So stop on over on next Friday night or any given Sunday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Go to our website at www.nccm.org and check out some of the preachers' engagements, some of the assignments that Pastor Anthony and I have. We may be coming soon to a city near you to preach this gospel. We must preach this gospel. So we're going to go into the word now. We hope to see you soon. We love you and be blessed. Be blessed as you hear what thus says the Lord.
Try to calm down, because the Spirit is here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the living God is here.
Hallelujah.
And let's go right to the Word of God.
Yes.
Coming from the Old Testament book, Genesis, the 22nd chapter, beginning at verse 1. Genesis, chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. We are reminded in the book of James to count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation.
Amen.
Because the trying or testing of your faith bringeth forth patience. And if we let patience have its way, and be made perfect. The Bible reminds us that we should want nothing, no good thing.
Amen.
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 Tell somebody it's just a test.
It's just a test.
It's just a test. Say it to yourself, it's just a test.
Just a test.
Hallelujah. Are you there, church? Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
Amen.
If you're not there, say hold up. If you're there, I want us to be on one accord today. the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the 22nd chapter, beginning at verse 1. Genesis chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. Are we there, church?
Amen.
And it reads, "And it came to pass after these things that God," say God,
"God
did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." My God. Go down to verse 7, church. Genesis chapter 22, go down to verse 7. Amen.
Amen.
"And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together." Verse 9. "And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son." My God. "And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son." Let's stop at verse 14. "And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, Lord, right now we thank you, Father God, for this ordained hour in which you have ordained for this preaching moment. Now, Father God, move flesh out of your way, and Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. Lord, I thank you for people that came ready to hear what thus said the Lord. So give us ears that are attentive to your word, and a heart that is ready to receive what thus said the Lord in this hour. Now, Father, we already rejoice for what you're about to do. Don't just challenge us, Lord, but change us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The test that blesses. The test that bless. As we who are familiar with the Bible understand from the book according to Matthew how Jesus was tempted by the devil. We see in the book of Matthew, although it starts out that the Spirit, after 40 days of fasting, led Jesus into the wilderness, it said once he was led into the wilderness, he was to be tempted by the devil. But as we go back into this Genesis, the 22nd chapter, we see that it was God and God alone who tempts Abraham. Oh, help me right here, Holy Ghost. Oh, tell somebody it ain't always the devil.
It ain't always,
it ain't glory to his name.
Here I am.
Oh, church, I need to understand today, God needs to have you available. Are you available for Almighty God today? Have you put God first in your life today? Have you made yourself available to God? I know we're all busy. I know we have priorities. I know there's a lot on the table and a lot on your plate. But have you made God a priority in your life?
My God.
Oh, so many Christians, unfortunately, not those under the sound of my voice, but we must talk to the body of Christ, because the pastor's job is to decree a thing, and it shall be so. So the word of God is going forth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Asking the people the rhetorical question, have you made yourself available for God?
Mm.
Oh, I look at my life today, and I say, I thank God. I know it's the will of Almighty God that we prosper and be in good health, even as our very souls prosper. But Abraham can teach us something on today. Oh, glory to his name. Even as God spoke to Abraham, if you go and study the word of God in Genesis chapter 12, God makes Abraham a promise.
Mm.
See, church, we need to understand that through Christ Jesus, we have a covenant. That means there's a bond. There's a promise from Almighty God. There's a covenant that he wants to establish in our life. There's a covenant for you and God, just as it is for Abraham. The blessings of Abraham are on our life through Jesus Christ. And God wants to make a covenant with you and your family. It ain't over until God says it's over. It's for a set time. It's for an appointed end. Oh, glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
If you have not seen it yet, it's just a test. Oh, it's just a test. I get excited. About God, because when God tests us, it's time for promotion. When God sends a test in our life, it's time for elevation. When God sends a test in your life, it's never to destroy you.
Thank you, Lord.
See, the natural mind cannot comprehend why would God even ask Abraham to do such a thing. Oh, as a parent, I cannot even imagine God asking me to sacrifice one of my children. But God knows us better than we know ourselves. Oh, help me right now, Holy Ghost. I got some stuff. You got some stuff. There's still some ways that are not pleasing to God. There's still some things that God needs to work out in your life. And if the truth was to be told, sometimes the test just shows us ourselves. Is there anybody in the room other than myself that needs to see sometimes how ugly we are? Sometimes what's really under this flesh? Sometimes what's really going on underneath all this anointing? Sometimes we need to see ourselves and say, Lord, help me. I've been dealing with this thing right here for too long. In the name of Jesus, I done tried everyone. I done tried everything. I done know to do all I could with this thing over here. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, this thing is still a monkey on my back. It's still a thorn, like in Paul's life. God says, my grace is sufficient. Does anybody know what a thorn feels like? It's that thing that God won't remove, but he'll give you the grace to endure it. That thorn is that thing that God won't remove. You're still going through in your marriage. Your children are still acting crazy. You still don't have the kind of money that you need to survive. God says, my grace is sufficient.
My God.
My grace is sufficient. Sometimes, church, God won't remove the thorn. But he'll give you the grace to endure.
Yes.
Oh, Abraham, I get excited because in Genesis chapter 12, God made Abraham a promise.
Mm.
Amen.
Abraham, I need you to get up from your mother, your father, your kinfolk, your relative, and go into an own unknown land that I'm sending you to. But right now, you need to do first part one before I get you to second base. You need to leave everything you're familiar with. You need to leave all those other voices that's trying to talk to you. Oh, it's some friends, folk, that we got to let loose. It's a relationship that God wants to change around. It's some people in your life that's hindering the blessings of Almighty God. There's still some folk that are in God's way. Oh, if the truth was to be told, I know we want things on our terms. I know we want to have life the way we want to have, but we're living in a generation. And it grieves me. We are living in a generation where people just sometimes don't want to be told what to do.
Amen.
Can we please tell the truth? Our two oldest children, and sometimes they expedited their way out of our home because they, to be honest, they did not want to be told what to do. So our son and our daughter, yes, we're proud of them. Yes, they're making it happen. Yes, they're out there making it happen for themselves. But I just want to say, I was there one time. Were you there one time where you got tired of mama rules? Were you there one time where you couldn't wait to move out? Were you there one time where you wanted to do your own thing? You thought you was ready for this thing called life. Have you ever been there thinking you were more than adequate, thinking you were prepared, and life gave you a wake-up call? Oh, baby, it's just a test. Oh, we thought we were big and bad to deal with some things. We thought we were bad enough to handle some things, but God has a way of getting our attention. God has a way of showing us He is the source. He is our only source. Oh, in your darkest hour, God is there. In your finest hour, God is there. When you need Him, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Even as we got wind of what's going on with Prophetess and Tara and Linda as they travel to bury their father, Sister Daniela, grandmother going home to be with the Lord. Church, you need to understand that so many Christians are being tested by this evil world. So many Christians are being shown up for really what's really inside. So many believers, God is showing us what we're really made out of. When the road gets rough, will you get going? We're all living in tough times. It's hard. Father Abraham, who every family had been blessed through. Before God gave Abraham the blessing, if you go back and study the life of Abraham and Sarah, God says, get up from your folk, go into a land that I'm going to give you, and I'm going to bless you beyond the stars in the sky, beyond the sand on the shores. But see, Abraham, like you and I, has to go through a process. Help me right there.
Yes.
There's a process in life, church, that we must go through. Oh, God not only changed Abram's name to Abraham, He did not only have to change Sarai's name to Sarah, but God don't just want to change our name. God doesn't just want to change our address.
Yes.
God just doesn't want to change our opinion. God wants to change us for His glory.
Yes.
Oh, it sometimes boggles me. I have friends, and I have a particular buddy of mine who went to save his marriage and way down south just to end up in divorce court. I got some other friends that relocated to just only find out that there are no jobs to be found. And sometimes you can change your address. Sometimes you can change your geographic, but if you're still there, the same problems are there. If you're still there, some of the same stuff is showing up if you're still there. The change of your address is not just going to fix everything. And because now you're in a new state, because right now you're in a new church, because right now you got a new husband or a new wife, because right now you got a new job, all is not well.
Amen.
Yeah. I hate to break the news, but church, we need God.
He
presents to be God in our life.
Yes.
He had to see that Abraham would put even his son behind God.
Mm.
Abraham had Isaac when he was 100 years old.
Mm.
Sarah had Isaac when she was 90 years old. The promise came at age 75. And God said, it's not the heir, the inheritance is not going to come from Hagar, son, Ishmael.
Mm.
But the blessing is through Isaac, which will be born of your bowels, your loins. See, church, if you have not seen what God has promised you, it's for set time. The devil turns up the heat on our lives, on our marriages, on our ministries, on our money, and all heck break loose in our life, and we fall away from God.
Yes.
And God is saying, what's up with that? They got the word. They got faith. They got a prayer life. They have a church family. They have more than enough at their arsenal.
Amen.
To defeat this evil devil in our world.
Yes.
And so many are just falling away.
Amen.
But God is saying, when you make him your source, as Abraham made him his source, God will never fail you. People
yes.
will fail you. People will desert you. People will hurt you. People will disappoint you. But Almighty God will always be there.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
See, Abraham.
Jesus.
Abraham was just tested.
Mm.
And I know some of y'all saw me, you know, give flowers to my wife, these beautiful roses, and we celebrate 13 years on tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But what you see in this pulpit is what you get. We don't pretend. There's no pretense.
All right now.
Oh, glory to my name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name right now. We went to visit my mother's in the nursing home now. She's making this transition. One day she's up, the other day she's down, but for the most part, Mother, she has peace.
Amen.
So my wife and I and Marcus and Kayla are walking back to our vehicle in the parking lot, and a brother out there having a cigarette and a break, and we're almost at our vehicle, and the brother said, excuse me. He said, I just have a question. He said, if I can, please, how long have y'all been married? And I said, almost 13 years on next week or 2 weeks from now. And mother and brother said, and y'all still holding hands?
Amen.
He said, look at that, y'all and brother say, and y'all still holding hands? He couldn't comprehend. That thing just had to happen. My God. What planet are y'all from? Nobody but Almighty God changed our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Nobody but Almighty God changed our thinking. We had a heart of stone, just like so many. We had a heart of anger, just like so many. We had a heart of unforgiveness, just like so many. My heart was bitter, just like so many.
Amen.
But God said, I'll give you a heart of flesh. I'm going to remove. I would allow you to love it.
Yes.
See, church, when we try to do this thing in our own strength, we can try to be nice for a season, and that old enemy of anger, that old temper comes right back. Rise right back up. See, God had to transform Abraham from the inside out.
Mm.
When God promised Abraham at age 75, and then at age 100, and then Sarah at age 90, that a baby gonna come through your womb? Church, that took some faith. That took some faith. But what is God promising you?
Mm.
What has God shown you? See, we're not the Huxtables. We're not the Cosbys. But have I not had enough dysfunction in my house? I grew up without a father, my brother. I grew up with anger. I grew up with a lot of things wrong.
Amen.
But God, like so many of us, but God, if it had not been by the Lord, that was all my time,
where would I be?
If it had not been by God on your side, where would you be right now? Give God praise. Give God glory. Give God honor. Only God has allowed you to experience the blessing that you experience right now. There's so much that we go through in life. Every time I talk to a group of men, I share my testimony. I've been at the end of gunpoint a couple times in my life. A few times. And I'm still here. I've made some major mistakes. Could have been arrested. Like so many black men. And I'm still here.
Yeah.
By the grace of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
I've messed up with some women's life.
Yeah.
And I repented. Asked for forgiveness. And I'm still here.
Yeah.
Oh, church, God wants to change us from the inside out. God wants to change you to be the best mother you can be. God wants to change you to be the best wife, the best mother, the best person you can be in Him and through Him.
I am different.
People will always try to put you back back into this bondage.
Amen.
And God is saying, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. See? Help me right here. The backslider is that person that sometimes just don't believe the word of God. Because I don't care how far you backslide. I don't care how long you ain't been in church. I don't care if you don't tithe or if you haven't prayed or if you haven't read your Bible. Our God is a merciful God.
Yeah.
Our God is a loving God. Receive the penalty that they deserve. Come on, church, talk to me. Has any of us received the penalty that we really deserve? See, it's his love that drew us in. He needed to show Abraham. Like he's trying to show so many Christians today. When you serve me, when you put me first, when you allow me to take first precedence in your life, signs and wonders will follow those who believe. You know, even you know, this ministry, we are relevant. We are practical. There's nothing gullible, there's nothing vulnerable, there's nothing foolish about what God is doing in and through us. We know what's going on with our young people. We understand that sometimes this promiscuous lifestyle is all on the TV. This is all in the music. We understand what's going on with the sexting and the text messages, what I'm going to do to you and what I want you to do to me. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices in our day in which we're living. We understand that so many people are giving up something so precious that God has given them. We understand why these young boys don't mind seeing an early grave. We understand, in the name of Jesus, so much is going on in our society. But our job as pastors is to point you to the one that can help you. Our job as preachers is to remind you of the word and to put you into remembrance of his word. Our pastors is to decree a word of God over your life. But your job right now is to agree with the word. What is it? Who is it? is it that continues to get in my way? See, Abraham, time and time again, Abraham's church response was, "Behold, here am I. Behold, here am I. Behold, here am I." My brother, when his son asked him, "Father," his response was, "Here am I." And God is saying to fathers today and husbands today, I need you to be in position. Now, not just in tangible dollars, not just in moral support, but I need you to be in position to point your children back to me.
Amen.
I need you to be in position because sometimes I look at my own life. My father's name was Louis II. I have a brother whose name is Louis III. But my mother tells me the story about my grandfather and my grandmother on my father's side, that they were some holy folk.
Amen.
Mother Maggie, she said one time she tried to drink in their house and just threw up everything. She said my father snuck some liquor up in there and just everything just came up. Because the house was seasoned with prayer. And I said, my God, I said, Lord, my father had opportunities. My biological father had a chance to know you like I know you.
Amen.
See, in this thing called life, church, we have opportunity.
Amen.
At age 30, God saw fit to call me in. But some of y'all know my story. It was not my free will to just serve God. Some of us, evangelists, he had to make bow. I'm one of those folk, I'm glad he made bow. God made me bow. We don't have to be made to bow. Abraham did not have to be made to bow because he obeyed. Sarah, although she laughed initially, was not made to bow because that's why she had the son Isaac born from her womb. See, when we pass the test, and let me just tell you, the Apostle Paul passed the test.
Amen.
When they beat him, when they flogged him, when they threw him in jail, Paul and Silas was in the jail praising Almighty God. And the Bible says that the prison doors came flying open because they were praising God. Although they were healing their wounds, they passed the test. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown into the fiery furnace. It was a test. They passed the test. They passed the test. Peter, who do men say that I am? Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Some say Isaiah. Some say that great prophet. Peter, who do you say that I am? Peter said, you're the Son of the living God. You're the Messiah. You're the one that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in you shall never perish but have eternal life. Peter passed the test.
Amen.
And the fact that you're here today shows me that you're passing with flying colors. The fact that you're here today has pushed your way to church with some of your family. But the fact that you're here right now under God's holy church shows that you're passing the test, church. Now, The thing we must do is to keep fasting. The race is never given to the swift. It's given to that man, that woman, that boy, or that girl who endures. 13 years of marriage, roses, a beautiful wife, nice looking husband, great children, opportunity. I've been employed at FedEx almost 23 years. And some people say, well, in a world where job security is far and few in between, look like, brother, you got job security. Don't believe the lie of the devil. See, FedEx ain't my source. A little black boy, with welfare, stamps, my mother did the best she could.
Amen. Amen.
Hell! Eight children with an eighth grade education.
Ah, hallelujah.
Did the best she could. Yeah, some dropped out. Yeah, some got pregnant at an early age. Yeah, some left this world early. Drug and alcohol addiction. But her prayers made a difference in one life.
Yeah!
Her prayers
Rebecca, to all of us who belong to the body of Christ.
Amen.
And so many people are not discovering what could have been, what should have been, because we're bailing shit. No kidding, your marriage has gone through. No kidding, another family member that went down that road of alcoholism and drug addiction. No kidding, you the one got the pink slip on last week. No kidding, every time that every believer, everybody is walking out on your church. It's just a test. It's a test of the enemy trying to get us away from God. What was the number one objective of the devil tempting Jesus in the wilderness? The last temptation he said was, if you worship who? Me, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to tempt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, God just needs to know that he needs to be first. He'll work out the marriage. He'll work out your finances. He'll deal with that sickness in your body. God will do all the above.
Amen.
He'll resurrect the dead if you need him to.
All right. Amen.
But he has to be first. He has to be first. He can resurrect that dead marriage. He can resurrect that dead church. He can resurrect that sickness in your body. God preserves the right to be God in our lives.
Amen.
But we must be first. He must be first. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Stretch your hands toward heaven, church, right? Especially those of you at this altar. Total surrender in the name of Jesus. Lift them high. Heavenly Father, in your Son, Jesus' name,
yes,
we thank you, Lord, for these right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for their lives right now, Father God, knowing that you have all things under your control. In the name of Jesus. Father God, they desire right now, from the depths of their heart, to put you first in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, do a miracle in their lives right now. Father God, allow them to know that
and declare a blessing. Nobody.
Reach out and claim it.
Now there's no that we could ever lose. Now we got home on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who can ever be against us? And this is a confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know we hear us, but oh,
my friend,
my friend.
You can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Reach out and claim it.